愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
我们最近在读耶利米书。
We have been reading the book of Jeremiah.
那今天早上跟大家一起来学习耶利米书的一段教训。
And this morning, we'd like to learn from a passage, in Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米书的第十章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
第九章
，Chapter 9，
耶利米书第九章的23节跟24节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23. Thus says the Lord: Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. 24. But let him who glories glory in this.That he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
在这里中文跟英文翻译有一点不太一样。
The English translation is slightly different from the Chinese.
中文翻译是说夸口，但英文翻译是荣耀。
The Chinese translation uses the word boasting, whereas the English uses the word glory.
那我们看英文的翻译也是有两种，一种跟中文一样，一种是翻作荣耀。
And besides the NKJV, other English translations sometimes also use boasting.
那这两个其实也可以讲互相有关系的。
And these two words are actually related.
我们夸口什么，常常是因为我们觉得那是我们的荣耀。
We boast in something that we glory in.
所以这里讲有两种的夸口，也是指着讲我们一生有两种的荣耀。
So when we talk about two kinds of boasting, we are also talking about two kinds of glory.
那如果我们看二十三节
，Verse 23，
这个三个夸口，也是现在人所谓的荣耀。
These are three kinds of boasting, which are also the three kinds of glory for the people today.
那既然是荣耀，所以他会夸口。那这个就是人觉得有价值的地方，就是人在努力的地方。
People glory in these things and boast in these things because they find value in these things.
那现在人在追求什么？
What are the people today after?
第一个讲不要因他的智慧夸口。
First,
就是以智慧当荣耀。
First, it says, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom." So wisdom can be a source of glory.
那这个智慧也可以把它解释说一个人的教育。
And wisdom can be one way to explain wisdom is one's education.
为什么？因为我们需要有更好的头脑，才能够受更高的教育。
Because you need to be intelligent to receive higher education.
特别。虽然在美国这个小学学生都好像没有什么功课，很轻松。
In the U.S., many elementary students seem to be very relaxed because they don't get a lot of homework.
但是你读到最高的教育、最好的学术界里面，这个需要很大的努力，还需要很高的智慧。
But as you reach to a higher educational institutions, you need a lot of hard work and much wisdom and intelligence.
所以一个人有什么教育，他能够拿出什么教育的背景，常常是一个人的荣耀。
So one can easily glory in his educational background.
所以第一个这里讲智慧人，因为他的智慧夸口。
So the first aspect is glorying in one's wisdom.
那第二个就是勇士。
So、the second aspect is about the mighty man glorying in his might.
那这个勇力现在来讲就是一个人的能力。
Might in today's context can refer to one's capabilities.
那如果一个人很有能力，在公司的这个阶梯里面，他就越爬越高。
If a person is very capable, he can easily climb up the corporate ladder.
所以这个勇力到最后就是代表他在一个公司在社会上的地位，不然他没有办法爬这么高。
So might in today's terms can represent a person's position on in the corporate world.
所以我们看到人跟人在将见面，有的人很轻易就拿出一个名片来自我介绍。
Some people, when they greet you the first time, they like to show you their name card.
这个名片里面就记载他是什么学校毕业，他在现在公司在做什么。
And the business card will list the schools he had graduated from and what his current position in the company is.
因为这是他的荣耀，也是他的夸口。
This is his glory and his boasting.
那第三个就是财务。
The third kind of boasting is riches.
那这个财务的夸口有两种方式。
And there are two kinds of boasting about riches.
一种是他告诉人我有什么。
The first kind of boasting is one in which a person tells other people how much he has.
我住在哪里。
Where he lives.
因为这一些都代表他的财力很雄厚。
Because these possessions can show how wealthy he is.
但是有一种夸口是无形的。
But there is another more subtle kind of glorying or boasting.
就是用他的财力来过一个没有办法过的生活，其他人没有办法。
Which is to lead a lifestyle that other people cannot afford to live.
用这样来证明他是高人一等。
And by doing so, he shows everyone that he is better than others.
所以我们在世界上人认为荣耀，人认为可以夸口，大概不外乎三个。
So basically, all the things in this world that people glory in or boast in are within these three categories.
第一个，他的教育。
First, one's education.
第二个，他在世界的成就。
Second, one's accomplishments in this world.
第三个，他所积攒的钱财。
And third, the wealth that he has accumulated.
这个在一般人眼中认为这代表他的价值。
And this is a typical. These are typical measures of one's value.
所以我们一生的目标啊，很多人就是往那个方向一直追求。
That's why people invest their entire lives pursuing these three things.
但是这个回到二十三节哈，为什么我说不要因为这个三个来夸口？
But why is it that in verse 23, the Lord tells us not to glory in these three things?
因为跟二十四节有关系。
The reason is found in verse 24.
如果我们认识24节的荣耀跟24节的夸口，那23节就算不了什么。
If we truly understand the thing in verse 24 that we should glory or boast in, then the things in verse 23 will count for nothing.
那现在的人因为不认识24节。
But the people today do not know the value of what is stated in verse 24.
他就觉得他有他荣耀的原因，他有他夸口的原因。
They naturally have reasons to glory and take pride in other things.
那如果认这二十四节、二十三节就算不了什么。
But if one were to see the value of what is in verse 24, then what is in verse 23 would not amount to anything.
那二十四节是什么？
What is stated in verse 24?
他说：“夸口的，因为他有聪明，认识我是神。”
Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord.
那下面又知道我喜悦在世上施行仁爱、公平跟公义。
Exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
那以此做夸口。
This is what a person should glory in.
那这个二十四节主要是在讲以神为本的生活。
Verse 24 is basically about a God-centered life.
那这个是我们的荣耀。
This is our glory.
那如果比起二十三节来讲，这是我们的夸口。
And relative to verse 23, this should be our boasting.
这里讲有聪明认识我是神。
That he understands and knows me that I am the Lord.
那到第十章就开始在介绍两种的神。
And chapter 10 begins to introduce us to two kinds of God.
一个是真神。
The first is the true God.
圣经说一神，他就是众人的父。
The Bible calls him the one God who is the father of all.
那除了这个神之外，都是假的。
And other than him, all other gods are false.
所以为什么人会夸口人本身？
Why do people boast about themselves?
有时候他知道有一个神，但是他没有体验。
Some people know that there is God, but they have no experience of God.
那没有体验，有跟没有就一样了。
If without any experience, having a God or having no God are no different.
那有时候是拜错神。
And some people worship the wrong gods.
把假的神当作真神来拜。
They worship false gods if they were the true God.
那拜来拜去也没有什么特别的体验。
And despite their devotion to these gods, they have no experience whatsoever.
所以第十节的开始就在讲偶像。
So chapter 第十章
第十章
chapter
10, 第一节开始
verse 1 begins to talk about the idols.
我们来看第三节。
Let's read chapter 10 verse 3. For the customs of the peoples are futile.For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe.
这里讲众民的风俗是虚空的。在当时来讲，那个风俗是什么？就是拜偶像。
What are the customs of the peoples mentioned in verse 3? In those days, it would be the customs of idol worshiping.
那偶像的本质是什么？
And what is the substance of idols?
所以第三节的下面，在林中用斧子砍了一棵树，然后匠人用来造成偶像。
Verse 3 continues, For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe.
所以偶像的本质就是一块木头。
So an idol essentially is a block of wood.
所以它不能够，你又看第五节。
And according to verse 5,Verse 5, they are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good.
所以讲他有嘴不能讲话。
They are not able to speak.
他也不能行走。
And they cannot go by themselves.
他也能需要人抬着。
They must be carried.
他不能降祸，也没有办法降福。
They can do no evil or good.
他只是一块木头，被人砍。把它刻作一个偶像的形状，让人拜。
They are just pieces of wood that have been carved into shapes of idols for people to worship.
那人有拜神的本能，又找不到神，所以就找偶像来当神拜。
Because human nature has the instinct to worship God, but when they cannot find the true God, they would substitute the true God with idols.
其实那个不是神。
But these are not gods.
但是有时候我们常常听人讲拜偶像也有一些体验。
But sometimes we hear people talking about their so-called experience when they worship idols.
有一次我去看一个慕道朋友。
Once I visited a truth seeker.
我跟他讲，我们教会里面挺很多神的恩典、神迹奇事。
I told him all the miracles and signs that we have experienced in our church.
然后他在客厅里面有一个小小的偶像。
And in his living room, he has a small statue.
然后插在那个有一个插头插在。这个插头里面，旁边有两个灯会亮。
And he has two candles next to this idol and that are electrics.
然后他就在讲他拜这个偶像怎么病得医治，怎么他也讲很多他的体验。
That would light up. And he also shared with me all his experience when he worshipped these idols, how the idol helped him.
那如果我们从圣经来了解，那个叫做魔鬼的工作。
But from our understanding of the Bible, these are the works of the devil.
因为其实它是一块木头。
Because an idol is a piece of wood.
那宇宙中有一个魔鬼。
And there is a devil in the spiritual realm.
所以你当这个木头，你把它当神拜，魔鬼就借着那个在做工。
And when you worship a piece of wood as if it were God, the devil can work through this idolatry.
那这个魔鬼也有。某种程度的能力让你有体验。
And the devil also has certain power that can let you have some experience.
所以人既然找不到真神，看到这个拜了以后有一些体验，就更把它当作神拜。
And people who cannot find the true God, when they experience such things, they will worship these idols even more.
但是我们了解圣经就知道那个不是神。
But if we understand the Bible, we will know that those are not gods.
那真神是什么？
What is the true God?
照圣经里面来讲，他是创造宇宙万物的神。
According to the Bible, the true God is the creator of heavens and the earth.
那神的本性跟能力在他的创造中完全的显露出来。
And God's eternal powers and his divine nature are revealed through his creation.
所以我们回到第十章耶利米书第十章来看我们所拜的神是什么。
And let's now look at Jeremiah chapter 10 to see the true God that we worship.
我们看耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10,
十二节。
Verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
这个十二节就在讲神的能力。
Verse 12 depicts God's power.
圣经讲说神是无所不能的神。
The Bible calls God the Almighty God.
我们有很多事情做不来。
There are many things we cannot do.
因为我们在神的眼中我们是微尘。
Because we are but dust before God.
我们有没有看到微尘？
Are you able to see the fine dust in the air?
没有。
No.
那有没有微尘？
But is there fine dust?
是有的。
Yes.
那为什么你看不见？
But why is it that you cannot tell, you cannot see it in the air?
因为太小了。
Because the particles are too small.
所以我们看不见。
So we cannot see them.
那神是创造宇宙的神。
But God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
所以他说他用能力来创造这个大地。
He has made the earth by his power.
所以从他的创造我们就知道神的能力是无穷尽的。
From God's creation, we know that his power is without limit.
这个才是真神。
And this is what the true God is.
他用能力来创造天地万物。
He has made the heavens and the earth and everything in them with his power.
而且圣经说他用能力托住万有。
And the Bible tells us that God also sustains all things with his power.
所以我们今天看到神创造了万物这样继续一直的在运行生命一直的延续是因为有神的能力在里面。
And when we look at God's creation and how everything continues to thrive, we know that this is because of God's power.
好，那在十二节的下半句
，the latter part of verse 12,
他用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
所以在神的创造里面隐藏神无穷的智慧。
Within God's creation are hidden the boundless wisdom of God.
包括一个人的人体，这里面非常的复杂。
This includes the human body, which is extremely complex.
这个人体里面有很多的化学元素。
Human body consists of many chemical elements.
如果有一点太低，有一点太高，身体就发生问题。
If any of the chemical elements are too high or too low, then the body will have problems.
那神创造能够把这个元素控制到一定，让我们活得很健康，这是神的智慧。
But God has regulated the elements of our bodies so that we are able to live in good health, and that is the wisdom of God.
那神创造这个宇宙里面多少的智慧，我们现在还不知道。
And there are so many things in this universe that are beyond our comprehension.
所以圣经说神是无所不知的。
And the Bible tells us that God is all-knowing.
没有一件事情神不知道。
There is nothing that God does not know.
他知道过去，他知道现在，他知道未来。
He knows the past, the present, and the future.
他的智慧无穷尽。
And his wisdom is without limit.
包括我们个人。
This includes us as individuals.
我们还没有出生，神就知道我们。
Before we were born, God already knew us.
我们要活几岁，神也知道。
And God knows our lifespan.
因为这些都在他的掌控之中。
Because all these are within his control.
我们的未来是什么，神也知道。
God also knows what is in our future.
我们有问题怎么解决，神也知道。
And God knows the solutions to our problems.
因为他是智慧聪明的神。
Because he is the God of wisdom.
好，那我们再看从十三节，我看十三。
Let's read verse 13. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
这个十三节在讲什么？
What is verse 13 talking about?
十三节就在讲神的创造当中显明他的慈爱。
Through God's created works, God reveals his mercy.
创世纪里面讲神在第五天造人。
Genesis tells us that
第六天造人。
That God created human beings on the sixth day.
啊，第七天就安息日。
And he rested on the seventh day.
啊，那人所需要的一切在前面五天神都预备好。
And God had already made preparations the first five days for all the needs that the human beings would have.
哦，所以神创造的时候，神看是好的。
And God looked at his creation and saw that everything was good.
哦，而且神赐福给他创造的人。
And God also blessed the human beings that he had made.
哦，因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
那这个十三节啊，在讲他一发生，空中就有多水激动。
Verse 13 says, when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens.
也就是天上下雨。
This is talking about the rain from the heavens.
这是神的慈爱啊。
This shows God's love.
你想想看，如果加州几年不下雨。
Look at California, after many years without rain.
哦，我们要怎么活下去？
How can we survive?
那我们觉得下雨这是理所当然。
And we take rain for granted.
啊，但是这里告诉我们，神一发声，空中就有多水激动。
But this verse tells us that when God utters his voice, there's a multitude of waters in the heavens.
所以这个下雨是神的爱的一个具体的表现。
Therefore, rain is a concrete expression of God's love.
让地上能够产生五谷，让我们生活没有困难。
So that the earth can produce all kinds of crops and that we would be sustained.
那下面它使云雾从地极上腾。
And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.
所以有时候我们看在很热的天气这个地上好像有一个水蒸气一直往上升。
When it's very hot, we can sometimes see vapor rising from the earth.
这个会降低温度。
And this reduces temperature.
因为水蒸发会吸收热量。
Because vapor absorbs heat.
所以我们生活的这个环境非常的舒服。
And this makes our living environment much more comfortable.
有人做过研究，住在月球上面，那个温度会差很多。
According to studies, the temperature difference on the moon is very high, very great.
因为没有水蒸气的话，这个温度会差很多。
Because there is no water vapor on the moon.
那接下去，它照电随雨而闪。
Then it says he makes lightning for the rain.
看起来闪电这是很自然的事。
Lightning may seem to be a natural phenomenon.
但是闪电在空中会造这种化学元素成为肥料。
But the lightning that occurs in the air actually produces some kind of chemical that serves as a fertilizer.
所以我们在森林里面看，没有人施肥，但是树长得很高。
Even though in the wild, without any human fertilization, trees can still grow.
那他从府处带出风来。
He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
风带给我们清凉的感觉，在夏天。
Wind gives us a breeze.
风带给我们新鲜的空气。
Wind gives us fresh air.
所以在神的创造里面看到他的能力、他的智慧跟他的慈爱。
From God's creation, therefore, we can see God's power and His wisdom and His love.
那这一位神就是我们的父。
And this is our Father.
我们就是他的儿子。
We are His children.
所以认识神是我们的荣耀。
Therefore, it is our glory to know God.
好像一个孩子找到了父亲。
It is as if a son has found his father.
他可以来享受父亲的慈爱、父亲的智慧、父亲的能力。
And he's able to enjoy his father's love, his father's wisdom, and his father's power.
那比起父亲的能力、父亲的智慧跟父亲的慈爱，那人就算不了什么。
And compared to our father's wisdom, might, and love, we are nothing.
所以一个人认识越深，越发现自己有什么可以夸口。
So the more we know God, the more we have no reason to boast.
当一个人还在年轻的时候，
when a person is young,
我们觉得我掌握我的前途。
When we're young, we feel that we are in control of our future.
我奋斗，我就可以成功。
We can succeed by working hard enough.
我想要去哪里，我就可以达到我的目标。
And we can go wherever we wanted to go.
但是当一个人开始凋谢。
But when we begin to age,
我们就发现 没有办法，我没有办法掌控前面的。
We begin to realize that we have no control over our future.
什么时候会生病，没有办法控制的。
We have no control over when we get sick.
什么时候会死亡，没有办法控制的。
We have no control over when we will die.
所以人活得越久。
So the longer we live,
人越发现人是没有办法夸口的。
The more we realize that human beings cannot boast.
因此在我们活着的时候能够找到真神，这是恩典，这是一种荣耀。
So to be able to come and know the true God while we are alive, that is a grace and our glory.
所以一个人找到神之后一定会有改变。
When a person seeks and finds God, he will definitely change.
因为我们拜的是真的神，不是假的神。
This is because we are worshiping the true God, not a false God.
所以我们看第十章，耶利米书第十章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十章的第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10. Chapter 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God.He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
这里讲神是真神。
God is the true God.
然后他讲他是活神。
He is the living God.
再来讲他是永远的王。
And he is the everlasting King.
什么叫做神是真神？
What does it mean that the Lord is the true God?
他是永远不会改变的。
That means he will never change.
我们小的时候在拜这位神。
When we worshiped this God when we were young.
我们中年也在拜这位神。
And when we are in our middle age, we also in our middle age we also worship this true God.
我们在老年也在拜这位神。
And when we are in our old age, we also worship this true God.
如果我们看我们自己的照片。
When we look at our own photos.
我们真的是改变很多。
We can see how much we have changed over the years.
但是我们拜的神没有变啊。
But the God we worship has never changed.
他的慈爱，他的怜悯，他的恩典，他的能力没有变。
His love, his mercies, and compassions, and his wisdom and power have never changed.
所以这个才是真的值得我们敬拜的，他是真的。
So he is worthy of our worship because he is always true.
他不会改变啊。
He doesn't change.
他的应许不会改变。
His promises do not change.
所以圣经有很多神的应许。
The Bible contains many of God's promises.
我们信了主耶稣以后。
After we have believed in the Lord Jesus.
这些应许对我们来讲都是实在，都是肯定的。
All these promises in Christ are yes and affirmative.
因此这里讲他是活神。
Therefore, the Bible says that the Lord is the true God.
为什么要讲活神？
Why, and the living God. Why does the Bible say he is the living God?
因为活就是会有反应。
Living means that he is, he moves and he reacts.
如果死就不会有回应。
Someone who is dead is not able to respond.
那我们拜这个神是活的神。
The God we worship is living.
所以我们很认真、很用心来拜他，就会有体验。
So if we worship him with diligence, we are able to experience him.
因此我们在教会里面差不多每一个很认真在拜神的人都可以讲很多的见证。
So everyone in the church who are serious at worshiping God can share with you their testimonies.
可能他讲不出很深奥的理论。
They may not be able to speak about profound theories.
但是他的体验你没有办法否定那个没有存在。
But you cannot deny that the experience they have had.
那个体验就是神对他的一种回应。
And that experience shows that God responds.
这个本身就是一种证明有神。
And that fact itself shows that God is real.
所以我们在教会里面有很多的神迹奇事的体验。
In our church, many people have experiences of signs and wonders.
有一个姐妹她离开教会大概二三十年。
A sister had been far from church for 20 to 30 years.
因为她有忧郁症。
Because of her depression.
然后她去问医生。
And she consulted with the doctor.
那个医生跟她讲哦，这因为你去教会太多了。
And the doctor actually told her that it was because she visited the church too. She went to church too often.
因为你有太多这个神的话在里面哦，造成你良心不安了。
The doctor told her that she had a sense of guilt because she had heard so many of God's words.
所以你不要去教会，不要去听神的话，那个良心的标准就没有，就良心就不会自责，问题就可以解决。
Was advised not to go to church anymore, and by removing that guilty conscience, she would be better.
但是三十年忧郁症没有好，变得越来越差。
But after 30 years, instead of getting better, her depression got worse.
有一次她差点的从高速公路跳下去。
One time, she almost jumped off from a freeway.
刚好有一个警察从那里过，把她抓住。
And a police happened to pass by and grabbed her.
送到精神病院里面。
And brought her to a psychiatric ward.
她觉得很痛苦。
She was in agony.
后来她就回到教会里面来。
Later, she returned to the church.
因为世界没路走了。
Because she had come to a dead end in the world.
那回到教会里面就开始听神的话。
And after she returned to church, she began to hear God's word.
刚刚开始的时候，她说：“我刚刚退休，我钱不是很多，哇，去教会这么远，我真的没有汽油费。”
Initially, right after retirement, she found it difficult to go to church because paying for the gas was a lot of money.
但是当他对神开始有体验，每个礼拜都来。
But when she began to experience God, she came to church every week.
不但来，而且带慕道朋友来。
And not only so, she brought with her truth seekers to the church.
那他回到教会的时候，常常发现，在聚会的时候，天使在会堂里面飞。
And after she returned to the church, oftentimes during service, she would see angels flying in the chapel.
那有时候就看到讲到了这个讲台的两边有天使站在那里。
And sometimes she would see angels standing to on the two sides of the pulpit.
她一直叫那个旁边弟兄姐妹看，我没有看到啊，但是她看到。
She always asked the people next to her to look at the angels, but they could not see them. Only she could see them.
那这样来拜神，大家帮她祷告，她也祷告以后，忧郁症就消失了。
After returning to the church to worship God, and after people started to pray for her, her depression was healed.
神爱她。
God loved her.
神用他的能力帮助他。
And God helped her with his might.
所以他就从他的能力，从他的问题走出来。
So she walked out of her problems.
虽然他没有办法讲很深奥的道理。
Even though she could not give you profound truths.
但是认识他的人都知道他改变很大。
But everyone who knew her, saw the drastic change in her.
不是医生改变他。
It wasn't the doctor that helped her.
不是医药改变她。
It wasn't medication.
是她回来找神，神改变她。
But it was God who changed her after she returned to him.
这个叫做活神。
This is the living God.
那这个神是永远的王。
And this God is the everlasting king.
什么是王？
What is a king?
他统管一切。
He rules over all things.
所以这个神值得我们来敬畏。
And this is a God worthy of our worship and fear.
因为第十节下面说，他一发怒，地大震动。
Verse 10 continues to say, at his wrath, the earth will tremble.
这个王这么有能力，他如果生气，没有一个人受得了。
This king is so mighty that no one can withstand his wrath.
那我们就在想，我们其实也不是很好，为什么神不会生气？
But let's think about, we are not perfect. Why is it that God is not always angry with us?
因为神要给我们更多的时间来认识他，来寻找他，来敬拜他，来蒙福。
This is because God wants to give us time to seek him and to find him and to worship him and to be blessed.
但是这个是有一个时候的。
But there is a period of time.
但这个时候过去了。
After this period of time is over,
接下去，就是神审判的时候。
When the time is over, God's judgment will come.
那就是主耶稣第二次再临。
And that is when our Lord Jesus will come again.
那是非常的可怕的。
That will be a dreadful time.
所以神有两个特性。
God has two main attributes.
如果我们回到第九章。
If we return to chapter 9,
耶利米书第九章的二十四节
，Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24，
二十四节讲他在世界上施行慈爱、公平跟公义。
Verse 24 says that the Lord exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
所以如果我们把它再结论起来，神有两个很重要的特性，第一个就是他的慈爱，第二个就是他的公平公义。
We can sum up God's attributes as being full of loving kindness and being just.
所以有神的地方就有公平跟公义。
So where there is God, there is justice and righteousness.
敬畏神的地方就有公平跟公义。
Where there is fear of God, there is justice and righteousness.
如果全家都很敬畏神。
If a whole family fears God,
这个家庭就有公平跟公义。
Then this family has justice and righteousness.
也就是说这个家庭就没有罪。
In other words, there is no sin in this family.
因此你可以发现这个家庭很平安。
And you see that this family is harmonious.
不会争吵。
There is no strife.
因为有公平跟公义嘛。
Because there is justice and righteousness.
所以在外在你不会发现这个家庭常常会吵架。
So you don't see family members of this household arguing all the time.
但如果有公平公义，神会同在。
And when there is justice and righteousness, God abides.
所以就会产生平安。
And the result is peace.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
There is no sorrow, there is no fear.
所以神施行公平跟公义，对我们的生活是很实在的体验。
So for God to exercise justice and judgment in our lives, it is a very concrete experience.
本来一个乱糟糟的家庭。
A family full of chaos.
现在开始来拜神。
When it begins to worship God,
你会发现越来越和平和睦。
Will become more and more harmonious.
那里面的人越来越平安。
And the members of the family will experience peace more and more.
那这个不是前面那个人夸口所能办得到的。
And this is not something the boastings of the previous verse can achieve.
你想有智慧的人，有能力的人，有钱的人，他的家就会很平安。
Do you think people in the world who are wise, who are capable, and who are wealthy have peace in their family? Not necessarily.
唯一能够控制我们的罪性，除掉我们的罪性，就是因为有神的帮助。
The only way to restrain and to remove our sinful nature is by God's help.
所以有前面三个可以夸口，这是神的恩典。
So to be able to boast about the three previous things is because of God's grace.
但是如果真的要过一个蒙福的生活，要来寻找这个神。
But if we want to truly live a blessed life, we need to first come and seek this God.
因为这一位神才能够做我们在世界上所找不到的。
Because only this God can do what we cannot find in this world.
那如果我们回到第九章的二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
他说他在世界上要施行慈爱。
Here it also says that God exercises loving kindness in the earth.
你想想看哦，如果有一个人到处去都带给人很大的爱心，那会什么感觉？
Imagine what it's like if a person can bring love wherever he goes.
会带给人温暖。
He brings warmth wherever he goes.
那个感觉是好的。
And that is a good feeling.
那这个神是施行慈爱的。
Our God exercises loving kindness.
那他的慈爱最大的表现就是救恩。
And the greatest expression of his love is salvation.
所以今天我们来寻找神。
Today we have come to seek God.
我们对神的恩典有两种体验。
And we can have two kinds of experience of God's grace.
第一种体验。
The first
就属灵的。它是救恩
spiritual, and that is God's salvation.
从黑暗归向光明
that we can return, we can turn from darkness to light.
从死亡的阴影进到永生的光明里面
we can leave the shadow of the darkness of death, and enter, the eternal, life of God.
从撒旦的权下归向神
we can be released from the power of the devil and turn to God.
罪可以得赦免。
And our sins can be forgiven.
而且可以有天国的基业。
And we have an inheritance in heaven.
这个是最重要的恩典。
This is the greatest and the most important blessing.
然后在每一天的生活里面。
And in our daily lives.
真的神会用他的能力帮助我们解决很多的问题。
God also helps us to solve our problems in our daily lives.
从最简单的生活的需要，吃什么，穿什么，喝什么。
From our basic necessities, what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
只要我们求神的国跟神的义，神都会安排让我们没有缺乏。
If we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, then God will provide for all these things.
再来，很多我们没有办法解决的问题，依靠神，神都会帮助我们。
And in many other aspects, God will always help us solve our problems.
所以如果我们在地上有所可以夸口的地方，
So if there are reasons in this world for us to boast,
这是神给我们的恩典。
It is simply because of God's grace.
但是神要给我们更大的恩典。
But God wants to give us an even greater grace.
就是要让我们有聪明来认识他。
Which is to have the knowledge of God,
而且在生活当中来体验他，
and to experience Him in our daily lives,
让我们一生过着蒙福的生活。
Let our lives be filled with God's blessings.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
429首。
429。
我们最后祷告完来唱这一首的副歌。
And we will also sing the chorus of this hymn after our final prayer.